Coventry, raising to USC's profile against a hostile Labour council. Adam Harmsworth, Coventry Socialist Party to USC's council. Election campaign in Coventry was very busy and dominated by the bean strike caused by a traitorous Labour council. Before we even began our campaign, striking bean workers were pledging their support. During the last bean workers' protest, many began chanting "Vote to USC," and during Coventry's May Day rally, trade union speakers, including those not part of the coalition, called on the rally to vote for us. Where we met residents during the campaign, the main issue that came up was the cost of living crisis. People recognize that everything is getting more expensive, life is getting more difficult, and things have got to change. Cost of living pain. On our campaign stalls, we met people who have begun rationing their heating to save money. Others are visiting relatives in hospital less to save on parking charges, charges that we have been campaigning to get rid of. Nobody had a good word to say about Labour, because they aren't doing anything to help workers fight the cost of living crisis. Our election public meeting brought in trade unionists and young workers from across the city. Unite convener for Coventry Bean Drivers, Hayden Jones, spoke in support of TUSC, and outlined how the strike had politically developed himself and other bean workers. Hayden proudly told the meeting that he wanted his Unite branch to build a campaign in the union to disaffiliate from Labour. On election day itself, there were nearly 10,000 fewer votes compared to last year. The Tories lost nearly 5,000 votes, and Labour over 700. The result here reflected the utter apathy and disillusionment in establishment politics. TUSC took over 1,000 votes, including nearly 10% in St. Michael's ward. In Sherburne, we made an effort to punish Labour for betraying the bin workers. We doubled our previous vote, and the Labour candidate's majority was cut from 501 in 2018 to just 35.